Creepshow chief of staff who enjoys furry drag helps Democrat Billy Jones explore House bid to replace Stefanik. By Wendell Hasebo on December 23, 2024. A self-described dog-faced boy slash a werewolf could be the next Creepshow to trot the halls of Congress. Connie Mandeville, chief of staff for New York Assemblyman Billy Jones, D., is a self-described Creepshow who publicly boasts about dressing in drag as a dog-faced boy furry, an often described sexual fetish. Mandeville's kinky preferences arise as Assemblyman Jones weighs a potential campaign to capture New York Congressional District 21, House Conference Chair Elise Stefanik's, RNY, district she will likely vacate upon confirmation as President-elect Donald Trump's ambassador to the United Nations. Mandeville is a radical left Democrat who worked for Jones since 2020. According to Legistorm, and recently became his chief of staff while Jones considers a congressional bid, Press Republican reported. Jones awarded Mandeville the position despite boasting an unprofessional presence on social media, where she announced to the world that she proudly dresses in exotic furry drag. First post in almost a year. Hello, Egg World, I started drag a few months ago. And tonight I'm dog-faced boy slash a werewolf for Creepshow. Mandeville posted with photos on Instagram in November 2023. The images show Mandeville masquerading in public with fake fur apparently glued to her cheeks and chin. The images show her wearing a matching furry hat and a touch of gray paint on her nose. Captured on her hands were furry fingerless gloves with long, animal-shaped like fingernails. A study published by the National Institute of Health characterizes furries as people with identities that are sometimes aroused by fantasizing about being anthropomorphic animals. Furries are individuals who are especially interested in anthropomorphic or cartoon animals, for example, Bugs Bunny. They often strongly identify with anthropomorphic animals and create fursonas, identities of themselves as those anthropomorphic animals. Some practice fursuiting, or wearing costumes that resemble anthropomorphic animals. Furries have been portrayed as sexually motivated in the media and popular culture, although little empirical research has addressed this issue. If some furries are sexually motivated, they may be motivated by an erotic target identity inversion, ETII, sexual arousal by the fantasy of being the same kinds of individuals to whom they are sexually attracted. Furries with ETIs would experience both sexual attraction to anthropomorphic animals and sexual arousal by fantasizing about being anthropomorphic animals, because they often change their appearance and behavior to become more like anthropomorphic animals. Mandeville, who supports teaching critical race theory, has described herself as a queer anarchist and claims white America is ignorant and her enemy. She also has strong opinions about fuck the police and abolishing ICE. Assemblyman Jones also has radical views. Those include supporting anti-police initiatives, such as banning chokeholds, belief in systemic racism, protecting illegal immigrants' alleged right to work, promoting DEI legislation, and supporting LGBTQ youth by asking voters to donate to the Trevor Project. Jones also repeatedly cautioned against reopening schools during the coronavirus. Jones did not respond to Breitbart News's request for comment about whether he condones his chief of staff's exotic conduct in public. He also did not comment on whether Mandeville undermines his political ambition and if his promotion of Mandeville calls his judgment into question. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.